Welcome to the Big Z Sports Podcast, brought to you by Hartzler's Quality Housing and DAC Vitamins and Minerals.
Welcome into this edition of the Big Z Sports Podcast, a special edition. Joe Geckler, Chris Kale here with you. We have a special guest on the line, going to talk a little high school basketball and a new returning head coach to the Strasburg Tigers, Coach Adam Hall. Welcome back to the sidelines. It is now official. You're the head basketball coach of the Strasburg Tigers again. How did this all happen? We just talked to you 6-8 weeks ago as you were resigning from the position, and now you're back on the sidelines with the Strasburg Tigers. How did this happen, Coach?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, my circumstances haven't changed in regards to what we talked about 6 to 8 weeks ago. You know, I think over the past couple weeks, I've had a lot of conversations with different people, coaches, my family, and, you know, I just realized that, you know, this is something I have to do. And continuing to talk with the players and them continue to ask the coach, can we get in the gym? Are you willing to work with us? I just came to the realization that I need to do this. I need to continue to do this. I got support from my administration to move forward. And so we're moving forward full steam ahead.
So our prediction then for will Adam Hall ever coach again?
That would be your prediction of 8 to 9 weeks.
Ever coach again has been kind of that bet's out the window now. We're good.
Yeah, you guys were dead wrong on that one.
Hey, hold on, Coach. That was Chris that was dead wrong on that. That wasn't me. Don't lump me into that.
Yeah.
So, Coach, just talk about your thought process, if you would, and, you know, sure. Going and talking to the family, talking, you know, how did this, you know, like you were pretty set when we talked to you, like, look, I need a break. I need to just concentrate on family life and doing things.
Sure,
you know, just
absolutely.
Talk about your thought process with that, if you would.
Yeah, no, I think like I told you before, the circumstances haven't changed. We're still having our third kid. I'm still planning on going back to school to do things like that. But, you know, I've just, in my conversations, and most importantly with my wife and my immediate family, you know, I my wife was a huge supporter of me coming back. I think she likes being around the game. She played high school sports when she was in school and thinks athletics can serve as a valuable teaching tool. For young men and women that they can use well beyond, you know, when their athletic careers are over. And, you know, she might just got sick of being at home too. She was very supportive. And, you know, I just realized I've done a lot of thinking the past couple months that, you know, some things I do have to change the way I do things. You know, I just have to be a little bit smarter, more efficient with what I do, and making sure that no matter what, at the end of the day, my family is going to come first.
Coach, is that, you know, with that being said, and I agree with you 100% on time management and figuring out, you know, putting family number one and everything else secondary, are you planning on allowing some of your assistants to kind of take over some more responsibility in allowing you that time away?
Well, that's the plan, but if you would ask them, they know that's probably not going to happen. but no, I mean, I just think it's, you know, it's little things here and there that I need to do, and giving people, giving them more responsibility, leaning on them more, because there's going to come certain situations where I might not be able to be at practice right on time, or, you know, I might have to miss a day because I'm at a conference or doing something else that I need to get done. And being a principal too and a head coach, you know, it can be challenging at times. But like I said, I wouldn't be doing this if I didn't have the full support of my family and my administration too. Cindy and Gary have been excellent through this whole process. As soon as the resignation became official, Gary was kind of on me to reconsider, and he's been talking to me every day about it, and I just kept putting him off. So I came to the realization that, you know, this is what I'm supposed to do. This is what I feel as though I'm meant to do. I prayed a lot about it too, and I just feel as though this is where God's leading me at this time, and this is what He wants me to do.
Hey, Coach, we know that, like you said, your family means a lot, and one of your family members is another local area high school basketball coach, Tyrone Miller at TCC. He's a brother-in-law of yours. How much did Tyrone maybe influence this? As you know, as good as that rivalry is with Strasburg TCC, you know, getting your ear at family dinners and saying, "Hey, I'd love to have you back out there." Did Tyrone help influence that at all?
Yeah, I've obviously talked to Tyrone, and when I took the job back, I told Tyrone, you know, I just feel as though we need to continue the family tension at Christmas dinner for a few more years. But no, like I've said this numerous times, and I've talked to you guys about it, he does a heck of a job at DCC. He's built that program and continued to sustain the program through the highs and lows. And you know, I know he's gearing up for a big year. They got a lot coming back. And I'm definitely someone that I've always bounced ideas off of. Like I said, I really respect what he does. And, you know, when I first got to Strasburg, tried to kind of mirror the program he had put in place at Central. So I'm definitely a big part of my coaching circle of friends.
You know, Coach, the success that the Tigers have had over the last couple of years, you guys had a ton of talent on that basketball team over the last 3-4 years. A lot of that talent is now gone. You come back next season. What are the Strasburg Tigers going to look like? Who are some players to look for? You know, obviously the Niedenthal, the twins are gone. You know, the couple other names that we're used to are gone. What do we look for as the Strasburg Tigers come in October, November when basketball starts up?
Yeah, you know, that kind of, it's kind of exciting knowing that, I mean, when we say we graduate everything, we graduated everything. We return, I think, 2 points a game. A half a rebound a game. So we have graduated everything because, I mean, essentially we did go all in with this senior class because of how special of a group they were. But the intriguing thing is being able to kind of essentially start fresh, hit the reset button in building this team. Not essentially the program. The program itself is still in place. It's, you know, plugging in new members into that program. But kids that you're going to hear probably a lot are our seniors, Mason Metz, Steve Delcoma, juniors Christian Miller, Wade Hostetler, Tayshawn Curtis. There's another Farthing coming along. He's going to be a sophomore. We think he's going to be a really special player for us before it's all said and done. And then there's going to be some other kids that you might not have heard of before, but I can guarantee you they're going to play hard. They're going to defend. They're going to rebound night in, night out. We'll see if we can't get a few points on the board as well.
Well, Coach, let's just be honest. You know, when we kind of, you know, heard the rumors of this happening, you know, we kind of looked at the roster and said, man, if Coach Hall is going to leave, now's a good time to get out. Now's a good time to get out because everybody's gone, right? And somebody else coming in is going to have to try and rebuild this roster, so to speak.
Sure.
But is that something that you've been sitting now saying, okay, maybe this would have been the easy road, and now it's kind of reinvigorated you with a new challenge is to having to take these kids and build this roster up and shock the world, so to speak. Is that kind of one of the motivating factors to coming back as well?
When I got out, the reasons had nothing to do with the kids. It had everything to do with just me and where I thought I was headed and what I needed to do. And obviously, that changed, very quickly. And I changed my thought process behind that because we really do have great kids, not just basketball players, just great kids here at Strasburg, in general. And, you know, is winning important? Absolutely. And any coach who says it's not is lying to you. But the opportunity to approach a season where, you know what, a lot of people are counting us out. They don't think we're going to be successful. The opportunity to, I don't know if sort of shock the world is the right word, but to surprise people and for these kids to have gratification that they were able to overcome some obstacles and able to overcome what people might have thought about them. That is exciting. And I know our kids are excited. And trust me, before I took the job back, I met with those kids who dress varsity, who have been a part of it a little bit, and I made sure they were okay with it and they were on board with it. So we are excited, and yeah, I guess does it invigorate you a little bit, get you excited? Sure, it does. Just to be able to see what kids going to step up, what the kids are going to be able to do, because for the past 3 years, you're right, we've had the Niedenthal twins. Everybody's known about the Niedenthal twins. Everybody's known what they were able to do and what we were going to be able to do. So to have that kind of unknown and to be able to try to build that, yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah, that was my whole point, Coach, was just getting the fact that it's invigorating to and exciting to have a new challenge in front of you and have kids that, you know, let's be honest, last year you probably could have missed practice and things would have went perfectly fine. This year, absolutely, you go to those practices and you're going to have to really coach these kids and be in them 110%. That's got to be exciting for you and for any coach to try and, I mean, that's what a coach does, right? You take a ball player that maybe is an average ball player and make him a good basketball player. And that was kind of my whole point with that question.
Absolutely. No, that is the exciting part, just to be able to watch these kids continue to grow and develop. And like, I mean, you guys have been around it enough. The IVC is a meat grinder. It's going to continue to be a meat grinder.
Yep.
We know Malvern is going to be at the top of the North. We know they're really good. That's what everybody's going towards, fight for, to knock them off. And then, you know, Central is going to be good. Tuskegee Valley is going to be good. East Canton is going to be much improved. Sandy Valley still got it. So it's a grinder, but what it does is it does prepare you for late February, March basketball. No, we're, like I said, I was only out of it for 4 or 5 weeks, but, you know, it feels like I'm starting fresh again. I'm starting over, and so excited about moving forward.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking time this evening to talk to us a little bit about coming back to the Strasburg Tigers sidelines and coaching basketball again. It's now official that you are the new head basketball coach or returning basketball coach for the Strasburg Tigers. Thanks for taking time out of your busy evening to join us, and we appreciate all you do for us here at Big Z Sports, and we can't wait to see you back on the sidelines in the fall.
All right. Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Yep, that's Adam Hall joining us here on a special edition of our podcast, exclusive with Big Z Sports, as Adam Hall returns to the sidelines for the Strasburg Tigers. It is official now. He is the head basketball coach for the Strasburg Tigers again, as he resigned earlier a couple months ago, and now he is back officially tonight as Strasburg head basketball coach again. Adam Hall returns to the sidelines. It's Joe Geckler, Chris Kale for Big Z Sports. We'll see you next week.
This podcast has been a presentation of Big Z Sports, brought to you by DAC Vitamins and Minerals and Hartzler's Quality Housing.